song is for everyone who has been stepped over, looked past, ostracized, diminished, forgotten. This song is not for self-promotion, but a wake-up call to all you fake-ass DJs rocking dusty beats. Attention. We have arrived.
Bob Dylan, the 60s are still going.
What?
Alright.
Technologies. That's gangsters with computers.
Guess who's back with a postmodern rap? I pack so much flavor that I make a tongue snap. When I'm rapping on the beat, it's crazy and it's ill. And when I rock the mic, yo, I'm built to spill. I'm Socratic, but it's Greek to you. Like Plato's cave allegory, but I'll leave your view askew. I get metaphysical like Aristotle. And when I storm the stage, I do it full throttle. I'm a laptop hustle, dealing shareware cracks. And if you mess with YD, your Mac will get hacked. My rhyme is so deaf that they need a hearing aid. Ask Andy Warhol, I might get you paid. Like Thomas Aquinas, just call me Hines. And yo, if you step to my crew, then you're messing with the finest. Like Dante or Chaucer, I got the sickest flow. One, two, one, two, and away we go.
On my jock, I flow through like country crack. No shit, Sherlock, cause I'm top notch. Dominate a mic like a hopscotch. Hotter than a bottle full of hot sauce, I am on fuego. Take these haters down and then I toast them like some egos, man. What you know about me? 5'7", hella dope MC. Eat up the game like Jabba the Hutt. Got a big fat brain and a big old butt. What's up? Yeah, I read mad books. Talk to the boys and they all get shook. Cause I got cool style, born in the 80s. Line full of dudes wanna have my babies.
Yo, it's going down like Junior, MC Lars, former Fat Boys and Bryce. Gonna birth some children with my DNA. It's not even a game. I have so many X chromosomes, it's gonna blow your mind.
And my name for the speaker box. So the MCs, they be kicking rocks like a thing of chops. I've been doing this 10 years, finally on the map. Got a Mac in my backpack and I still hack. But I keep it on the low cause I don't wanna go to jail. Having failed all the triple being scared. Cause my lyrics like drugs and I write so well. I'm still the DG to watch in 2K9. And I'm blowing they mind. Drip drop my hip hop like water torture. Ask McCain, I'm the geek MC with the brains. The brawn sliced up like a tauntaun. Just ask Luke, no fluke. Words hot like alphabet soup. When my troops hit the loop and do it again. YT go blew it again. Go through it again.
I have arrived, beat the ride. 97 neon straight upside. You might go blind, avert your eyes. It's not what's out but what's inside. In my brain I know secrets, believe it. If you disable the sequence, still got my grievance. My huge E-penis still self-destructing your face like semen. Nerdcore beating north not to get even with jealous fellas who try to beam into the scene with Jack Beats, MC Chris dreaming. Wanna be mindless, Colts claiming genius. Put a little Kevin Crunch in your cereal port. That'll shut your mouth so you can't retort. Cause I'm classic, I'm a fantasy star. And my Donald Jam's playing through the whoop in your car. I'm so postmodern, I'm MC Lars. Chicks love a little K dick at bars. They like it when you're well-versed, fully alive. That's why you never get here and we've arrived. That's why you never get here and we've arrived. We've arrived.
Hi.
Hi, this is LD from Game Music for All.
And this is Mr. B from this show. And we're Let's Versus Numbers. Hello, how's it going? You feeling well?
I hope you were in good health.
I was actually asking you, you know, because they can't respond. It would be rude of me to engage them.
It'll be like, you know, like those children's shows where they give you, where we just pause for a couple seconds so the kids can answer and feel like they're part of it.
What letter is this? That's right. A. Yep. We could be that condescending, I guess. That's within our power. Anyway, we are back, and that song was by a pair of very busy men who you got to see live recently, damn you.
Yeah, MC Lars and Whitey Cracker.
Yep.
And that song was called We Have Arrived.
We thought it would be appropriate to start with that one. That is off of the new MC Lars and Whitey Cracker album. Oh, I can't remember what it's called. Digital Gangster LP.
There you go.
That's the one. See, skills here. Didn't even need to look that up. It was just like a bolt of lightning. Caffeine-induced lightning. Yeah. Speaking, I want to get into this straight away. I was telling you about it before, but fucking caffeine naps. They don't work. They don't work at all.
Why don't you explain what they are first?
A caffeine nap, right? I've been having trouble sleeping, okay? So, like, I've been becoming nocturnal. So I thought, right, I'll correct my sleeping habits with the old, you know, stay awake, like, a ridiculous amount of time, then go to sleep on the evening. So I've been awake since about, not that long, I guess, like, since about 7 in the evening yesterday, and it's now 1 in the afternoon today. And I was starting to feel real tired, so I was, like, looking for, you know, keeping awake things online, and I saw this thing, right, where apparently, if you have a cup of coffee and then go to sleep immediately after, for 15 minutes, you wake up feeling, like, right, revitalized, because the caffeine is meant to sort of purge whatever chemical it is in your body that makes you sleepy, and you wake up, like, ready to kick ass. And I read this, and I was like, holy shit, this is going to change my life. This is, like, the magical fix-all cure I've been waiting for. I need never sleep for more than 3 hours again, right? So, I drink it, and I go to sleep. I sort of lie there, and then my alarm goes off 15 minutes. And rather than feeling, like, revitalized, I just feel tired from, well, dozy from having just had a nap, and a headache from having too much coffee. So, like, rather than feeling invigorated and ready to face the day, I felt worse, and it was all because of a stupid blog, which the name eludes me at the minute. But fucking caffeine naps, you can't dangle something like that in front of people and then have it not work. That's, I'm so outraged. I don't know what I'm going to do. Usually I'd say something sarky, like I'm going to write and complain, but I'm literally going to, I don't know, spread the word, anyone who has caffeine naps. And you know what? You'll have heard about caffeine naps and you'll go, well, it might not work for him, but that sounds so awesome. I'm going to try it out anyway. And you know what? I hope you do. And I hope you sleep through your job interview. And then you never meet the woman of your dreams. And it just all goes wrong for you because you tried these stupid coffee naps against my judgment.
I think we have to transcribe this and then you can leave it as a comment on his blog to let him know exactly how you feel.
I didn't exactly mince words there, did I? If you fancy transcribing that, just leave it on any blog. Just type in caffeine nap into Google and then every single hit, I don't know how many hits it'll be, I'll look. Every single hit, just be like, caffeine nap, you dumb son of a bitch. Caffeine nap. How many hits? Oh, spelled caffeine wrong. You see, that's what caffeine nap does to you. Hang on. There were more hits for the spelt wrong caffeine nap than there were for the correct one.
Did you type in caffeine as porn?
No, but that would have explained it. I don't know how many hits porn nap would get. But caffeine nap gets 510,000, and caffeine nap spelt with only one E gets 522,000. What is wrong with the internet today? Somebody somewhere has dropped the brawl. I'm tempted to blame Whitey Cracker. Whitey Cracker needs to sort his yard out. I read somewhere else that, you know, going outside and having a jog, right, will sort you out. So I went out just before this podcast for a quick jog, and I'm in so much pain. Literally, I'm about ready to give up. So I've gone for this jog. The jog ended with me buying cigarettes, and I'm smoking now because it's the only way I can breathe. Although I wouldn't try that at home, kids. Anyway, how are you?
I'm doing pretty well. I just ate a hot dog. I probably haven't jogged in months. I think the last time I ran was not in months.
Well, like, keep it that way. I was the same. No, actually, I used to run a lot because I used to be worried about being late for work. Except rather than in like jogging gear, I would jog in my suit and then it would stink all day. I felt really good about myself. I had my boxer shorts on and then a pair of shorts and then a pair of running trousers, and then two t-shirts and, like, a sweat hoodie. And I was like, yeah, I look like a jogger, and I've got headphones and an iPod, and my keys are jingling obnoxiously in my pocket. I'm a fucking jogger now. I've joined that clique. And then after running for about 5 minutes, I was like, holy shit, I am going to die.
Were you dragging yourself back home, like asking people to like drag you?
No, I kept on doing it. I thought of your mum, and that spurned me on.
Well put.
Ah, sorry, I'm cranky due to lack of sleep, apart from 15-minute fucking coffee nap. On the plus side, though, I do have a chocolate advent calendar that I haven't opened yet for today's. So that's something to look forward to. It's the Sonic the Hedgehog one. Have you got an advent calendar?
The what calendar?
An advent calendar.
No. What is that?
You guys don't... What? It's like when it's December, you get like a little sort of mini calendar just for December. And it has like loads of little doors on it, each numbered like 1 to 24. And like every day when you open the door, you get like a piece of chocolate. And then that's 1 because it's the 1st of December. And then it goes up and up and up and up till, you know,
okay, the 24th. I get the idea, and I'm sure we have them here.
Uh-huh.
Like, I'm sure, like, gluttonous people who love chocolate have those calendars.
Well, no, then... it's not if you love chocolate. If you love chocolate, you just buy, like, a chocolate bar. Because these are only very small pieces of chocolate. But it's to help you count down the days to Christmas more than, well, you know, binging.
Well, either way, I don't frequent chocolate shops often enough to know what products they have, and
it's not
and what
shop
devices
thing.
They keep chocolate away from me for each day.
I bought this from a garage, from a gas star, because they're everywhere when it's Christmas. It's Christmas, you buy an advent calendar, only a couple of quid, even in these hard economic times.
I don't know, because I work at a store and we don't even carry those. We carry lots of holiday garbage, really.
You're obviously not looking close enough, or there's something fundamentally wrong with America if you don't have advent calendars. No?
I have no idea. I'll have to look into this.
That's ridiculous.
All this is new to me. Caffeine naps, calendars.
It's a strange world we're living in.
I've been a hermit for far too long. Is this everything that's changed?
No, this is, well, caffeine naps is a recent development. Hopefully it'll be purged from history, apart from me bitching about it in this podcast. Which, because it's in this podcast, will go down immortally told. Especially as in a decade or so, this will be like a classic episode.
It'll be a footnote in our epic biographies.
It will. We, well, dual-handedly crushed stupid fucking coffee naps. You know what, though? I'll probably do one again. I'll be tired, and I'll be like, you know what? I've got nothing to lose. I'll try have a coffee nap.
So you think you'll go the scientific route and do a couple more studies before you completely give up on it?
Well, I suppose. Well, on this blog, right, it was apparently a study carried out by Loughborough University, right?
Is that a well-known university? Because I've never heard of it.
No, not exactly. But they are one of these universities that put out these like ridiculous studies quite regularly. Like,
so that's what their school dollars are going towards, is, well, to see.
It seems to work because it gets them in blogs and newspapers and things, and they can like make money off of that in these hard economic times. It's university bullshit, bruh. Stupid fucking.
I liked how they did such rigorous things in the study as slapping yourself in the face.
Oh, are you? Yeah, but it was slapping yourself in the face. It was what the study was how drivers can keep awake, and they scientifically tested winding the window down to make you feel colder and putting your music on louder. Which...
But the best one was, I just like. Who ended up in that control group to get slapped? All right, we're going to pay you. You're going to take part of this study. We'll give you $20 a day. And just when you get real tired, slap yourself.
Let's see how that works out for you.
And you could, I just imagine, like, all the scientists in their lab coats, like, behind the two-way mirror, just snickering every time he slaps himself.
That would have been my control group.
That is my new image of science.
Well, the scientists are just a bunch of dickheads, essentially. Right, I think I'm recovered from jogging now.
How many cigarettes did it take?
Well, just one, but then I breathed in the fumes of the one that I'd stubbed out, because it was still quite smoky, so I was like, ah.
So maybe if, like, outside was as smoky as, like, a trashy dive bar, you might be able to jog better?
Maybe, except you don't get dive bars anymore over here. You're not allowed to smoke indoors unless it's your house.
Oh, the same thing here. Well, except I think they're trying to pass a law where if you live in an apartment, you can't smoke in there either.
I live in a flat, in an apartment. If that happens, I'm not going to California. Unless I can live in, like, a ranch where smoking is mandatory. Anyway, we've talked about this for a little while now. I think we should play a song.
I think Wasting My Time might be an appropriate song for all this.
Yes, that would be an appropriate song. Super Powerless, who is awesome, and whose band I am in live. I just wanted to drop that because I'm really proud of that. But anyway, he recently put up a remix pack for his song Wasted My Time, and some people have taken it and used it. And one of those people is Combat Dave, who's a personal favorite. So this is Combat Dave versus Super Powerless, Wasting My Time remix. Enjoy.
I got the kind of moves, make you clap your hands. Full train, so it's always like it's on demand. The kind of discipline none of you could understand. Every day's a challenge, every day's a test. Travel all the way here just to prove I'm the best. Punching and slamming, it's another victory. Me holding the crown is just how it's supposed to be. Bring on the gaming style, bring the takedown. If you ask me to bet a moment to right now, shut the match and the clock, take your shot. Skills too weak for the strength I've got. With just one move, I will take you down. Please allow me to introduce you to the ground. Extra large, but I change to the skies. No surprise, most but I'm leaving here with the prize. I wrestle with my demons, wrestle with bears. At this altitude, nobody compares. Hit you with a sleeper, then I broke some wrists. Nothing like the power that I hold in my fist. Always like my odds, even one against a million. There shouldn't be confusion, cause I've never been a villain. Don't know what to call me, you could call me, but they call me back home. Red Cyclone. Life is a battle, and it isn't over until I say so. Start a match with me and you, we're gonna hurt.
Welcome back. That second song was by The Grammar Club, personal favorite band around these parts. And yes, the song was Red Cyclone, which was Zangief's stage theme from Super Street Fighter 2 HD remix soundtrack.
It's easy for you to say.
I think I might have left out a word or two, actually.
Oh, dear.
It was a long title.
When I was younger, like when we were 14, me and a friend had like this jotter book, and all we'd do in art was we had like Street Fighter 2 written in the middle, and then he would work like backwards, and I would work forwards, and we'd just put ridiculous things on the end. It would be like Super Mega Alpha Turbo Christmas Edition 2000 Millennium Bug Proof Street Fighter 2 versus Mega Man XLR 8-bit edition remix, and it would just go on like that. And it's quite fun to do. I suggest you do that.
Could make some sort of drinking game out of it.
Well, it would be an easy drinking game. When would you drink?
That's wherein lies the game part. Those are the mechanics that have to be worked out.
I think you're onto something. I think you are onto something. This could be like the next geek drinking game after. You didn't watch Buffy, did you? But there was the Buffy bra strap game, which was famous. Which was whenever you saw Buffy's bra straps, you would take a drink.
Pretty straightforward.
Yeah, pretty much like all the best drinking games, except this one, which is going to be complicated, I guess. Due to the nature of Street Fighter 2 names.
I've learned that you guys have the board game Operation, right?
Yeah.
That's a terrible game to try to turn into a drinking game.
Is this personal experience?
Yes, because we had Operation. I don't quite remember how we got a hold of it, but me and my roommates were like, why don't we make this a drinking game? Because that's what all college-aged adults do with any game they get their hands on.
Yep.
And then, basically, the noise that the game makes is so jarring and, like, sobering that you will not be happy. When you are drunk, the last thing you want to hear is that incessant buzzing.
You can't make a drinking game out of anything. The best one, this is going to sound like sort of very posh and not that cool, but it actually was. We made a drinking game out of chess. Where, like, you know when you have those chess timers?
Uh-huh.
if you took more than like 6 seconds, you had to take a shot. And if you got a pawn took, you had to take a shot. And if you had like a bigger piece took, you had to take 2 shots. And if you had a king or queen took, you had to take 3. And like the game didn't end when you lost your king. It just ended when you were drunk or when you ran out of pieces. And it
so
was
at a
awesome.
Certain point, would you be so drunk you couldn't remember how to play, so well, you would lose?
Pretty much. That would happen a lot. People, like, sober would be watching, and someone would do a move, like, just this ridiculous zigzag thing, and say, ah, I've taken your pawn. And because it's, like, in a 6 second flash, you would, like, do your shot quickly, and then, like, move something else, and you wouldn't actually call them up on it. So there you go. That's what I recommend, kids. Drinking chess. For the cultured...
That's a real game of strategy.
For the cultured drunks among you.
So you could stroke your beards while you get drunk.
Yes, indeed. That's how I roll with my stubble.
I think all that drinking tied in perfectly with Zangief and everything, too.
Ooh, that's a stereotype. Tisk, tisk. But yeah, probably true.
Because when they created the character Zangief, you know, they weren't pulling out any stereotypes at all.
No. That was, he culturally represented the entirety of the former USSR. When Street Fighter 2 came out, was it still the USSR?
Yeah.
I thought so. I've got this picture in my head of it saying USSR. In like that bad 16-bit voice that they had. China.
Did in newer Street Fighters, like after the USSR collapsed, like in Street Fighter 3 Alpha or whatever, did they ever change it to Russia? Or was he still from the USSR, like, and they're operating some alternate universe now?
I don't know. I only really played Street Fighter 2, like any of them, after the... Because I had Street Fighter 2 on the Amiga, boy. But other than that one, I played them all either two-player, and people would rarely be Zangief, so... I don't know. Maybe.
Well, this is the sort of thing we'll leave up to the fans so they can send us letters, sign us how stupid we are, and that we should play more Street Fighter 3 Alpha or something.
Yes. Yes, indeed. Ooh. Can we do our next set of songs, right? Because we do try and spit these things up. Because I really want to do the letters. Because I think we've only got, like, one. But it's really good. I've been excited to read it for ages.
All right. Well, okay. Let's get into... How about some Jay Tholen?
Jay Tholen? Yeah, Jay Tholen will work.
And this is off his new album, which is called Something That Starts With a T. Transistor. There we go.
Yep.
I'm sort of on the ball there. And it was a whole album, which is pretty much remixing and editing and mashing up old records he found. And this song is called The Whistleblower.
Looking antisocial, and in case you're wondering why I might not be antisocial, just a little bit shy. I'm actually quite friendly, but I'm a quiet guy. Not talkative at parties, but you know that I try. They call me antisocial and I wear the badge proud. They tell me that I have my head up in the clouds. I know who I am and I shout it out loud. I'm not content to be just a face among the crowd.
That song is just, I really like it. It makes me, just the way it bounces along and things. Yeah, that was Antisoc with Lone Warrior off of his new album, Anomalous. I've got the reading comprehension of a child. Anomalous Materials Laboratory, which a lot of the songs seem to be about Half-Life, but that one wasn't. Well, I suppose it could be about Half-Life, because he is mostly on his Todd. I don't know.
Well, I like this song, because it was like kind of like his anthem of being antisocial.
Yeah, it's like, this is... Well, he should have called it Antisocial then, maybe. No, I like Lone Warrior, though. There should be a video to it, and the video is about like this, because I pictured this in my head in length. Like, every time this song comes on my iPod, I, like, envision this video, and there's, like, there's Antisocial, who, and it's all stick figures, who is this, like, little stick man, who's a superhero, who lives in the clouds, and he likes dancing, so, like, during, like, the breakdance thing, he, like, dances like nobody's, during the breakdown, even, he dances like nobody's watching, but it's about him, and there's this, like, other superhero team, who are all, like, regimented and stuff, they're almost like the army, and they're all dressed exactly the same, and they're all sort of backhanding villains, like, in unison and stuff. And then Antisocial sort of, like, beats up some other villains who have decided are bees, because it has, like, that line, bees in a hive and stuff. So, like, the bees are evil. Well, they're not actual bees, because anyone could kill bees, but, like, they're supervillain-themed bees. No, bee-themed supervillains. And he defeats them, and then the like, regimented team are like, come join us. And he's like, no, I'll do it my own way. And they're like, that's okay. And that's the video.
So now we leave it to the internet to create this video.
Yeah, if anyone can make stick animations, like, not like really bad, like MS Paint ones, like actual sort of fluid movement and dancing and sort of quite a nicely animated face, because you need to see the emotion, because it's an emotional song. This is important, bitches. If you're going to do it right. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to call you bitches. I just got very excited. Because as I say, I've got this perfect picture of this video in my head.
Well, speaking of things you're excited about, how about we get around to that email now?
Yeah, that email. Right. I'm not going to read this in a funny voice. Because, like, alright. Now, you might think I'm being a bit self-indulgent, because it is a fan mail, right? But, like, it's such an awesome fan mail. Here we go. Dear Anthony from Game Music for All and Mr. B from Your Dreams, I figured I'd write to you both to prove you've actually got listeners outside the immediate circle of nerdcore and chiptune artists that normally write in and have a stab at the title of Most Unlikely Place to Find a Letters vs. Numbers Fan. I'm writing this from a, wait for it, gold exploration camp in North Saskatchewan, Canada. Let someone beat that. He said that. But I have been practicing to say Saskatchewan. Oh, I'm fucked it up. Saskatchewan. If this guy could write in again and tell me that... Anyway, I'm only halfway through the letter. Anyway, I won't chew up too much of your time, as you two do more than enough to amuse already. Mostly just wanted to say thanks for the tunes and the laugh. Cultesquely, Alex, sociopathic boy scout, or P.S. I will willingly donate body parts to you now that you've introduced me to Spamtrom. Chrono Chipper was scrotum-clenchingly good, and then P.P.S. I will give other body parts if Mr. B says anti-disestablishmentarianism in any funny voice.
Anti-disestablishmentarianism.
So that's that done. But, right, if anyone rolls up in Northern Saskatchewan and tries to steal any of Alex Orr's gold, I will find you and I will kill you.
So, like, does this make him a real-life gold farmer?
It does! How awesome is that? Well, I mean, because gold farmers, like, in not real life, suck.
Yeah.
But he does it properly.
And for the good of humanity.
It's like, there are bands that suck. Like, cover bands suck, I guess. But, like, real bands are ace, if you follow my meaning. Fanfics are rubbish. But, like, actual things that there's actual fiction is well good. And he mines gold. Why do I find that so awesome?
Well, like, I was also thinking, because, like, this is our first, like, fan mail, right? From people that we don't actually talk to in our everyday happenings.
No, we've had... we didn't know Evermas before we started writing in. And we do now.
Oh, that's true. But, like, that's the problem with us. Like, we get... Every time we get a fan, we want them to be our friends.
Well, my... What you call he? My AIM address is all over the place. So that guy can add me all he likes, and I will just swoon over him totally. I'll make a whole remix album of myself saying anti-disestablishmentarianism in every single Earth dialect. We did have another email, but I'm fairly sure it was randomly generated. Not like randomly, but like, right, I'll read it. It says, "Hi dear, how are you today? I hope everything's okay with you, as it is my great pleasure to contact you in having communication with you. Please, I wish you will have the desire with me so that we can get to know each other better and see what happened in the future. I will be very happy if you can write to me through my email address for easiest communication and to know all about each other and to give you my pictures and details about me. Here's my email, da-di-da-di-da. I'll be waiting to hear from you as I wish you all the best for your day. Your new friend, Miss Agnes." Except that the email that she sent it from isn't the same as the one she gave. And also, she wants to send pictures. I mean, on one hand, it might be just like a really nice email from someone who is, bless her, maybe a little bit simple with regards to writing. But on the other hand, it might be like just someone, I send them an email and they're like, "Here's some porn. Buy it."
So you hope for the best, though.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I don't think she's a listener of the show, is Agnes Donaldson. I don't know. I don't know what to do. Someone should write in and tell me what to do, like a backwards Agony Ant column.
If anyone has any advice for Mr. B and his, I guess, love letters or emails or whatever they may be.
Well, it might have been for you.
Maybe, but I never even checked that email.
Yeah, but
so I'm gonna assume
people
it's not.
Know that. I guess.
Well, now they know. That information is out there. I rarely check the letters versus numbers email because that means I have to log out of, like, my Google account, and it's just complicated and time-consuming.
It takes, like, 30 seconds.
Yeah, it does.
I have 3 Gmails, including this one. I can check them all in, like, a minute. You make me sick, Anthony, from Game Music for All. Not really.
Besides, I like to be surprised by the emails we get.
That's what, when I read them to you.
Yeah, like when you read them on air, it's the first time I'm hearing them.
You only enjoy email if it's read back to you.
Yes.
That's quite a classy trait there, Gino. I'm sort of jealous. So you get pleasantly surprised when, like, I say, oh, it's an email from someone you know. And you're like,
oh. Yeah, I just assume that no one emails us unless I'm actively out there bugging people to email us like I do sometimes.
Well, people should email us because it's tailed off a little bit. And everyone loves the email bit, I think. I guess. I do.
Well, they would love it a lot more if they sent their emails in because then they would get some publicity, their 15 minutes of fame, I suppose.
15 minutes, that's how we roll. We talk about things far too long. And that thing could be you, ladies and gentlemen. That thing could be you. Speaking of, a little while ago, I sent some hate mail to Vagina Deepin Podcast. And I'm not going to talk about this too long, because I think we talk about them too much, maybe. But I sent some hate mail, and it was basically trash talking about all the people we've interviewed. They have decided that they desperately want to one-up us on interviews. And except that they won't interview people who have already or are going to be interviewed by us. So I'm not going to go into it too much, but I would just, you know, respectfully, courteously suggest that Vagina Deepin Podcast reconsider that. That's all I'm going to say. I'm not going to say anything more. I just suggest they reconsider.
And with that, how about we get into our next set of songs?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to this set of songs. Is this the mini set of songs?
Yes.
Awesome. Which one should we start with?
You, Me, Thunderdome. Hell, I just like saying that.
You, Me, Thunderdome. I'm not going to spoil it, but this is a band that randomly, I think they added either me on MySpace or both of us, like Letters versus Numbers.
Uh-huh.
And there are two things that made me want to play them. First of all, no, there are three. First of all, they're called Team Rocket. On their album, they actually have like the Team Rocket motto, but it's in German for some reason, even though they're Canadian, I'm pretty sure. B, it's like this ridiculous sort of, you know, up until now, chiptunes has been sort of like in the same way that rock and roll, if you were to be good at it, like you had to be sort of quite technically like gifted. Would that be fair to say?
Yeah, I think you have to have a good knowledge of how to write music.
Well, Team Rocket don't, right? Team Rocket are just like punk chiptunes, essentially. And third of all, on one of their MySpace pictures, you can see their singer's boobs. So that is like the trinity for me. Team Rocket are, I don't know, they're probably my favourite band in theory. Like, you know how you really like a band, but you don't really listen to them that much?
Uh-huh.
That's Team Rocket for me. Anyway, this is You, Me, Thunderdome. And it rules, and if you skip this, I will axe you.
You, Me, Thunderdome!
You!
speaking of amazing bands, this song was called Mega Man Is My Hero by Arcane Coma, who is one of the best artists I've ever heard. He makes these like real simple, real straightforward, really short songs, but they're always amazing and always incredibly catchy.
His titles are very accurate. You know exactly what you're getting from this song, from the title, which is Mega Man Is My Hero, by the way.
And I actually just reviewed his newest CD on Game Music For All, and that review took a while to write, so I demand everyone goes and reads the review for the three-way split album.
And just leave a comment just to say that you did read it. You don't even have to say anything else.
You could even say, like, I read it, tell me if there were typos or something.
It can be, or just a smiley face. Just colon, close bracket. That could work. Because if you put effort into something, you know, it deserves to be, I don't know.
Recognized?
Yeah, I guess. I don't really know where I'm going for that. I'm sort of getting a bit sleepy again. No, I'm not. I'm pumped. I just stared at the sun. Like, you know when you're drifting off into space? I was sort of drifting out off to space in my window. And, like, there's also a lava lamp in the window. And also the sun is slightly half behind somebody's roof. So there's, like, all sorts of refraction shit going on. I didn't realize I was staring. I'm still doing it. What the hell am I doing? This is a good day for me. This is a good day. I wanted to talk about something. News?
Alright. Any new albums out? Rhyme Torrents 8, Disc 1.
Rhyme Torrents 8, Disc 1. That dropped, which is pretty good. And it is... There were 50 submissions to Rhyme Torrents this time round. 50. I mean, it's being spread over 3 discs. I mean,
So that's a new record, right?
Well, for Rhyme Torrents, I guess. Yeah, I mean, I'm sure there are other labels that have put out more than 3 discs. But, like, for the community pitching in and all these people making songs and being part of it, it makes me really proud, actually. Because Rhyme Torrents is, like, my internet home. Like, I know people talk bad about it, and it's mostly justified, but it's my home.
Even if it's a bit of a broken home sometimes?
Well, yes. Well, it is a broken home, isn't it? It is. We're all, you know, orphan children. Well, nerdcore's a bit of a broken genre, I guess.
Well, the band 8-Bit Instrumental released a CD called The Number of the Bit. Who else? Three-Way Split, the album I reviewed. That one just came out on Pterodactyl Squad, which includes Arcane Coma, Seal of Quality, and La Home Manette, which I hope I'm pronouncing correctly.
Pterodactyl Squad, right? It's like, uh-huh. They have some power to sort of sneeze out awesome albums. It's like, you know how you sneeze regularly often, but not that often. But like, you know, you're not surprised when it comes out. Like, imagine if you sneezed and $50 appeared in your hand, and like, that's what happened when you sneezed. That's sort of what it's like, keeping an eye on Pterodactyl Squad. For album releases, they should fucking put that as a tagline, damn it.
We sneeze out music
that's worth $50. Hell yeah.
We should be slogan writers.
We should. Let's ditch this podcast game. It's getting a bit too competitive. Oh, actually, it got a little bit competitive. I've been a little bit less competitive. I've been wondering, right, whether to like be all sort of sad about this or to like absolutely rub it in and be an asshole about it. I've decided to go for the latter. The Takeover recently ran away from the internet, nerdy music, radio, podcasty, whatever the hell it is scene, with their tails between their legs. We hit our stride and they were like, you know what? This is a young man's game. We yield the floor to Letters Versus Numbers. I do believe that they actually said those words. No, they didn't. But they were thinking it. Because, you know, that's one down. That's a pretty big coup for us. Awful Show, you're next.
They're going down.
Days are numbered, boys. Was one last thing that I wanted to talk about, even though I don't know a lot about it. but I thought it was really cool. Gosh One released an album recently, and I think we mentioned it in passing last time, but if we didn't, he did. I can't remember what it's called. Something about Ego or something.
Control Alt Ego. There he actually released it last month at the concert we had.
Ah, there you go.
I have my copy.
I haven't listened to it yet, but what he did do with it was he created the first ever music video made with an iPhone, and you might have seen that actually. That's currently like doing the rounds around the internet because it is first music video ever made with an iPhone, and he made it, and it's a good little video. I mean, it's like quite simple, but it looks like something you could see on the telly and stuff. It's really good. I suggest you check it out.
And then download the album, because the album's free as well. Like, yeah. I got my hard copy, but anyone that doesn't live, you know, a block away from him can get it off this thing called the internet.
All right. I still haven't listened to all the albums from October yet.
I still have too many albums just sitting in zip files and a couple RAR files.
Oh, I remember what I wanted to talk about, because I've been forgetting. I keep meaning to post this on Rhyme Torrents as well. The live video of us at Nerdapalooza, with me being very drunk and Anthony trying to cover for me, is up now on YouTube. Z from Hipster Please has put that out. And
We'll have a link to it on the show notes.
Yeah. Well, we can probably embed it in the
We'll just toss it up there.
Yeah. So check that out. Check that out. That's a little bonus treat for you. And I laugh a lot and leave a lot of comments. And then it'll go YouTube viral. And then we'll get internet famous like that Britney girl. And that guy can write things on his hands real good.
And I've also noticed that during the video, like from the angle Z recorded it from, you can play a really good game of Guess the Nerdcore Artist. Because there's a lot of them that are just walking by and standing around. I must have spotted at least like 20 people.
I noticed that. I was, all of them are good for that though. I was going through, because I regularly do this because I'm an utter like egomaniac. I go through, like every now and again it'll occur to me, they were at Nerdapalooza. Maybe they had a camera. I'll go through their Nerdapalooza pictures and see if I'm in them. But like that's quite cool, because it's like, I don't know, you'll just see like Colin P in the background there, or like Syrup in the background there, or just Hex walking past something, or you walking past something, or like some guy that you talk to for 10 minutes and totally can't remember their name, but you know you got on with them quite well. Speaking of which, there was this couple at Nerdapalooza who were really cool, and I think the lad was taller than the lass, and I think the lass had glasses. But I can't remember your names, but I'm pretty sure you were a couple. And we talked once or twice. And if you listen to the show, get in touch, because you guys were cool.
Very, very descriptive of what they looked like, too.
It was a nerdcore concert. There weren't a lot of couples there.
That is true. If you're looking for a hookup and you're a single guy, Nerdapalooza might not be the best starting point.
Hey, I did okay.
That's not the worst, but...
Well, you know, it's skills, son.
And also, if you're a nerd, like, there's still a chance you might be the coolest guy there, because everyone else is a nerd, too.
That is true. You could be like, I could lead these people. They're just waiting. Although, I think that's sort of what Hex did. Anyway, wow, we're flying through tracks today.
Yep. Shall we get into the last two tracks right now?
Yeah. We talked about which one we were going to end with, and therefore that would dictate which ones we were going to play now, but I forgot. So let's just pretend that this was all a skit, and then you introduce the next track.
Let's hear Rapewood by Illithid.
Yeah. This song will kick your ass.
I also like that when you sent it to me, under genres, it's entitled Squidcore.
Yep, Illithid the Squid Kid. I like that the album title is What? It's a miracle he tags it. I've got so many MP3s on like my system that I'm like, pretty sure were sent by Illithid, but he doesn't tag. I used a beat on my album, right? And I'm positive it was him, but it wasn't. He swears down. He says, look, I've listened through every single song I've ever made, and that beat is not there. So, uh-oh. If anyone recognizes the beat to Failed Geek, if you could get in touch with me and tell me who made it, that would be excellent. Anyway, this is Illithid with Rapewood. Just to warn you, it's very intense for a little while through, but do stick with it, because Illy's raps in it are awesome. And also, if you're like fucking rocking out, you'll stick with it anyway. But if you've got a case of vaginitis of the ears, then, you know, do what you gotta do. Anyway, Illithid, Rapewood, enjoy!
I know they're on my end. now they know I know it.
If you step to X, you best get your death plot. I wreck the feds, get left with your next shot. I etch you red with text or the Xbox. Guillotine style, your head in a rest stop. Bomb flips, we move crowds, I promise. Your best inspected rep like you Hans Blix. Combat reptile, spit to kill. Cypher up north, you know Kim Jong-il. Blaze like the taste of pasted wasabi. Hotter than a bomb, they drop Nagasaki. Stone Cold Stallone, Dragon Rocky. Right hook to jaws, you dropping promptly. Traumatic, last few degrees. Lines crafted to laugh at music scenes. A fusion scene, known to chew MCs. Got half you actors wishing you were me. This is butter rap for the cats who be cutting class. Fuck with that, get mashed like you suck attached. Running fast, or get smacked with another blast. Crafted raps is fat like Thundercats.
Speaking of the dragon, now it's ending the myth. And I'ma kill the mic over this funk Havana riff. I'm the master motherfucking author for the ages. I wrote all the pages, created all the rages. Spat more buck on beats than 12 gauges. You motherfucking cats ending up the short changes. Me and X cover all the top nameless. Kyle L break the stasis, iron face. It's the dawn of the dead when I roll out the bed. Radiation flow like I'm covered in lead. It's been said when you clash with the meta crew, have a medical crew on speed dial number 2. Even Stephen King can't begin what we do to you. We leave your body burning, but it isn't the flu, it's true. Your left shell shot, lyrically bombs drop, physically, seriously injured.
What the fuck?
Pick it up, check one, sign a 7 into some. 1, 2, once again I become your Waterloo hit. 3, disease fatal when you lack vaccines. Spread pain like gangrene, ain't the bruises blackening.
Seems the microphone skins detected impotence. Coming out, swinging your stick, looking ridiculous. Dipping in the biggest of the bins, marked bargain. It's the margin you belong in, alongside of a coffin, underground, starving. With the Martians for air, try to resurrect yourself, but I'm keeping you there. To be fair, your land there bears one distinction. A very special chance to study mass extinction. And if you pop another shot of this, you know we got a bottle of this. I'm aiming for your cartilage, just charging all my cartridges. Heavy hitting, slaughtering, it's bothering your dome. Woke up and said, what's up, my home planet was blown. Gemstones that you enough is too fine for what you want. Everybody want a rhyme to watch shine. They leather purse was the worst of the best. Your heart beating IRS. Leave SDX in the myth to do the rest. Hijack verbal spaceship. Smack y'all a facelift. Back on this bitch like a glitch in the Matrix. Deja vu and fuck you and your crew. Stack of small rappers jaw tapping in my shoe. I hit him with industrial bleach. Not a ghost, but I'm gone. Leave him whiter than sheets on rap cheeks.
And y'all weak.
Strap you in like a roller coaster. Flame tongue spitting out burns like a broken toaster. Me mugging on a most wanted poster with an ample stack of samples and a Kenny Roger roaster cooking up the fat beats. Down on the street, I build the foundation of my nation like a Greek. 10 times a week, rhyme while I sleep in the bed. Counting out beats like they sheep in my head. Coming up with meat for my song, street flowing and I'm spitting like I just sprung a leak.
This is crack repeat to dig a masterpiece over a Latin beat, causing the Mac defeat. When it's boom bap, zoo rap, blast the streets. Every mystics hater gonna have to weep. Rhymes tapered to cater to all hot blazers. Style unlocked like you wore Clyde Frazier. Cats who rap about thugs and hoes keep coming up short like they Mugsy Bogues. No, I chose the show that this flows the most. Got your domes rolling, so you know I'm ghost.
Can you dig it? Can you dig it?
Well, I didn't. Here's my rollover minute. Anytime I spit it shit, I get elected to the Senate. Slingshot, get injected to the planet and leave scars the size of boulevards. Hit you so hard, you only coming back with the green card, homie. You coming back slapped on your back like a retard. Pull that shicey law shit, get your ass debarred. Next 3 bars, you get Bill Maher. Keep you in a jail cell like your steel cars. Hind the steel bars, take your pen and your note cards. Leave you choked up like asthmatics with cigars.
You warriors are good. Real good.
The best.
The best.
The best. The best. The best. The best.
That song, I'm sure a lot of, especially the Nerdcore listeners, will have heard that one before. That's Mystics Incorporated with Warriors, which is a spliced up beat from Warriors and is ridiculously awesome. You know, if people say Nerdcore is not that good, you just show them that track and then punch them. It's ridiculous.
Not necessarily
good.
In that order. You can punch them a couple times first.
Actually, it would be better in the reverse order. Yeah. I concur, Anthony. I concur. Yeah, so that's Metamystics, Protect Your Neck, and all of that. They finally released an EP album thing. Did we mention it before?
I don't believe we did.
Well, yeah, they released a collection of the odds and sods that they'd made up to this point. It's called Children of the Sword, and it's pretty easy to get. Actually, there's a thread on RhymeTorrents called the Free Album Index, and it's run by staff. It's just a stroke of genius, really. It just has every single like nerdcore or slightly nerdy-ish, or even stuff that isn't even nerdcore, album on there. He's just compiled a big list. You can just spend a day grabbing that shit. I know your compilations are on there.
Yep. Z's compilations are up there too. Basically anything that's free on the internet and is about comic books or games or movies or TV, it's there.
It needs its own website, really. But, you know, I'm not gonna make it, so fuck that.
People have seen my web page building skills, so I don't think they would want me to make it either.
You can blogger the crap out of things. Right, you know what I'm going to do? This is a letters versus numbers exclusive. I'm going to tell you what the chocolate icon was in my advent calendar. Because I want it now. What's the date today?
The 10th? I don't know if it's the 10th over there.
Well, I'm forward in time from you. Yes, it's the 10th. Oh, I forgot to open the 9th. Awesome. It's double exclusive in chocolate news. I've got a chocolate picture of... It's either a pudding or a triangle present with a bow. Or, like, you know how Ms. Pac-Man... is just Pac-Man with a bow on. This one would be one of the ghosts, but with a bow on. And it's delicious. And the next one. This is excellent radio. Why aren't people paying us for this?
To hear you chewing?
Well, I've finished chewing now. They're only small. And this one is a bauble. And there you go. That wraps that up. delicious chocolate. Speaking of Christmas, should we tell them about the next show?
Sure, why not?
Well, it's Christmas special. There you go, told them.
And there you are. The suspense is high for the next episode now, too.
So, yeah, it's going to be about Christmassy things. I would say, like, write in and tell us what you want for Christmas and things. But we're recording
it. But frankly, we just don't care what you want for Christmas.
No, we can't give you that. That's beyond our power. Maybe that Santa Nerdy Claus can.
Yeah, I talked to him about it. He came out of nowhere. And I don't know what's been going on with him lately, actually.
I have not been following that. I think I've been naughty. Should we call this a show?
Yep. Stay tuned for our next show. The next show will probably be the last one of the year.
Yep. Well, it will. I'm not making any more, damn it. Not until Christmas. And I think we've run over time again. So we do apologize. We keep meaning to sort it out, but we never do.
Yeah, maybe the next one will be a little worn out, so...
Yeah, it'll we'll just fly through it. Alright, well, one of the last song. Tell us about it.
There's a group called Retro Remix Review. They kind of came out of nowhere when I first heard of them. And it's, two guys, two musicians who decided to do a bunch of video game covers. And one of them was the Dire Dire Docks theme from Mario 64, which is one of my favorite songs. And is very neglected in the remix community.
It is, and a bit. Sorry, carry on.
And I was really excited to find out that they had a remix of it, and that's what you're going to be enjoying today.
It's a nice, peaceful song. Listen to it, you know, maybe lying back, looking up at the sky, not staring at the sun, not jogging, not having a caffeine nap, just peace. Bish, bash, bosh. We're out. Thank you. That was a pretty good ending.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not going to end it there, though. I'm going to end it with this bit. Okay, yeah, now I'm going to end it.